A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Kuf Aleph, Erevin 101A, pagination page 201. I'd like to do the second Mishnah on the page, which can be found about 12 lines from the bottom in the middle of a line. Masnisin. Lo yamud adam b'rishus hayachid. A person should not stand in the private area. V'yiftach b'rishus harabim, and use a key which is in the public area to open a lock over there. Or b'rishus harabim, to stand in the public area, which is the more typical case. V'yiftach b'rishus hayachid, and open a lock which is in the private area using a key that was stashed in the private area. Elo im kein, unless, asa mechitza gavoa asara tvachim, you made a partition that's high 10 tvachim, so that it's a legal partition that gives you some area within which you can stand, so that you are also in the Rishus HaYachid. Divir Rab Meir, this is the opinion of Rab Meir, and as Rashi points out, and you have to be within that enclosure. What's Rab Meir worried about? We mentioned previously utilizing something in a different Rishus. I mentioned the case that you are in a building and your child is right outside on a bench, and you want to reach the bottle 1 foot over to try to get his attention. So we discussed that in the way we understood that Mishnah, the ruling is that you would be allowed to do it if it's not an item that you would want to use. If it's something you want to drink, so then we had a whole problem because we're worried you can actually bring it into the building so that you could drink there more comfortably. And we wanted you to actually stick your body out so that you're very clearly in that rishus as you're drinking. But if it's simply that you want to move something from one place to the other, so we discussed in the previous Mishnah that you're allowed to do it. And in that case, in that approach, there would be nothing wrong with taking the key that's stashed somehow in the building or in a ledge above the door or something like that. Even though you're standing in the public area, but you have no use for this key. Mishnah Berurah uses those words. I have no use for the key in the public area. The whole purpose of this key, it matches a lock that's in the private area. So I take the key from private, from Rishus HaYachid. I put it into the keyhole in Rishus HaYachid. I then restore it to the Rishus HaYachid. And I, standing in Rishus HaRabim, have done nothing wrong. Reb Meir holds that we are concerned with the fact that you're standing in Rishus HaRabim, and therefore he says, I want a partition built, what we would talk, a front porch with a wall, so that you're standing in the Rishus HaYachid when you do all of this. Dibur Reb Meir, that's the ruling of Reb Meir. Amrulao, they said to him, Maisa b'shuk shal patomim. There was a story in the marketplace of the place where they fattened the animals, Shahayo b'Yerushalayim, it was in Yerushalayim, which is a public area to some degree. The Gemara is going to point out it's not necessarily Rishus HaRabim, but it was a Carmelis, it was some sort of public area. Shayu no'alim, they would lock the doors with a key, and they were leaving the key in the window that was above the door. They were standing in the Carmelis or the Rishus HaRabim. They were standing in a public area and they were utilizing this key, and there was no such front porch. Rabbi Yossi HaMashuk Shal Tzamarim Hava. Rabbi Yossi says it was a different case where what kind of marketplace it was in. But the bottom line is they're citing an example of utilizing a key that's in one place, even though you're standing in a different place. And they're saying that's fine. as the Mishnah Berurah is pointing out, because I have no use for it. There's no reason for me to start walking around with the ski. The ski has no use anywhere else. Its logical use is in the door where there's nothing wrong with what I'm doing. Now, the entire concept of opening doors on Shabbos becomes a little bit challenging, and you have to pay attention. There's one very specific item that I want to mention, and that is that when a person has a tie clip or a Shabbos belt where the key actually functions as part of the belt, etc., to be aware that you are standing typically in a public area. You are allowed to do what you're doing in terms of utilizing the key, but you can't open the door. You unlock the door, but you don't also open the door while that key is still in the hole, because then you've transferred from public to private. A person dealing with a belt, for example, should definitely keep the belt still on them, slide it enough that they could use the belt to open the door, and then reaffix the belt to themselves, and then go in. A tie clip, if you use it, you use it, then you put it back on, and then you go in. There are all kinds of little nuances, details, but if a person makes sure to restore it where it is, then it makes it much easier. You don't have to keep track of exactly what's happening in terms of your transfer. Just to take a quick glance into the Gemara, I mentioned that Yerushalayim might be a Rishus HaRabim, it might be a Carmelis. If you take a look at the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom, the third word, Yerushalayim, El Mole Dal Sosean in Olos Balayla, if not for the fact that its doors are locked at night, Chayav and Allah Mishum Rishus HaRabim, you would be Chayav because of Rishus HaRabim. There's a lot of sophistication in that statement. That means that Yerushalayim really should be a Rishus HaRabim, a public area biblically. The streets are wide enough, the population is large enough, everything is right, except that its doors are locked at night. And because its doors are locked at night, as Rashi points out, Eino kidigle midbar, it's not like the Jews encamped by the desert, which was all open. This is locked in some way. And therefore, it's not a Rishus HaRabim. It would end up being a Carmelis, and they were bringing a proof that in one of the courtyards, in one of the marketplaces of Yerushalayim, as a Carmelis, people were doing this, where they took the key and then restored it to its place, even though they were standing in a different Rishus. Amar Rav Papa points out that Yerushalayim, just the name Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, could be its Rishus HaRabim. Kan kodem shenifritzu bapirtzos, kan la'acha shenifritzu bapirtzos. It depends if you're talking Yerushalayim in its heyday, when the walls were intact, or you're talking Yerushalayim once destruction was brought upon it and the walls were breached. Once the walls are breached, it's a public city, large, wide, and it doesn't have that wall nuance to change its status, and therefore he holds it would be a straightforward Rishus HaRabim. Yeshikoach, have a great day.